Hey guys, and welcome to the WWE podcast here, and this is another quick hits version. And you guys know I only do the quick hits when there's breaking news or things that I'd like to get out to you before I have my official podcast and Raw review, which is of course tomorrow night. And I know that Drew McIntyre is going to be speaking on this on the Monday Night Raw episode here, so he will probably reveal additional information as to exactly what maybe his Royal Rumble status is, of course. But if you haven't heard already, Drew McIntyre has tested positive for COVID-19. That's the first topic I'd like to talk about. And yes, we will learn more. I would assume that Drew McIntyre, with his statement on Raw, will be saying that come hell or high water, I will be at the Royal Rumble to kick Goldberg's ass. I mean, you would think that is the message. That's going to be, I would assume, the general message. Now, could I be completely wrong and he has to forfeit that opportunity against Goldberg? Possibly. If that indeed is the case, this will be the second time that Goldberg hasn't been able to match up with his original opponent, with Roman Reigns being the first one, and then COVID hit. Roman decided to leave because of COVID and protect his family. And in this case, if Drew McIntyre is unable to compete at the Royal Rumble, which is 3 weeks away, this will be the second time that Goldberg is the victim of COVID. So now, look, I know there's many of you out there who are probably saying, well, maybe this is a blessing in disguise, right? If Drew McIntyre is not able to compete against Goldberg at the Royal Rumble in 3 weeks and COVID is the one that ends up taking him out of the match, I don't know if you'll have a whole lot of sad fans out there. I mean, I really don't know who has been advocating out there beyond Vince McMahon, saying that, oh my God, I wish Goldberg would just face Drew McIntyre. Let's make it happen. It's a dream match. I don't know who is out there doing that. So perhaps COVID will be turning babyface here and being the protagonist and allowing us not to have to worry about Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre. But I have a feeling, as I said here, I have a feeling what's going to happen is that his general message will be that come hell or high water, I'll be there and I'll be defending my championship. So I wouldn't expect to see Drew McIntyre on WWE programming until the Royal Rumble. If you're a pessimist or an optimist here with the match and you want to see the match and you're looking forward to the match, then the timing of him contracting COVID would line up with how long you have to quarantine before you're safe to come back and you're no longer contagious, which is about 2 weeks. So that gives him another week of buffer to keep him off TV, you know, go that extra week and bring him back just in time for the Royal Rumble. So if I was a betting man, I would say that that is the more likely scenario. We get that message. The fans are kind of mildly excited that Drew McIntyre is going to be at the Rumble, and then he defends the championship against Goldberg, and we'll see what happens there. Some people are predicting he loses the belt to Goldberg but wins the Royal Rumble and then faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they could go at the Royal Rumble. Certainly, that's one of them. Another is he just retains outright against Goldberg, doesn't enter the Royal Rumble, and we get just a straight whoever wins the Royal Rumble faces Drew McIntyre. Of course, he can also face the Universal Champion. But ultimately, it could be a very straightforward finish, and hopefully it is. But there are many, many people out there, including myself, who are skeptical that Goldberg will be in a losing position at the Royal Rumble, and it could be Drew McIntyre who ends up dropping the belt to Goldberg, which would essentially turn Goldberg heel. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly take the belt off of Drew McIntyre, your babyface that's doing an excellent, excellent job as champion. One of the more legitimate, just genuine connections that fans have had with a character, especially a champion, a top champion in quite some time. Roman Reigns didn't do it. Seth Rollins didn't do it. And now it's Drew McIntyre who just has it. Man, does he have it. And I don't see any scenario in which Goldberg stays babyface. This can't be viewed as a babyface versus babyface. It just can't. Goldberg coming in at 50 some years old and challenging just because he feels like he should or because he's deserving I mean, you talk about respect. I mean, Goldberg's whole thing was the lack of respect, the perceived lack of respect, the perceived thought process of Drew McIntyre. Apparently, he can read minds, and he's reading the mind of Drew, the perceived mind of Drew McIntyre, that he's disrespecting the legends. And yet at the same time, he's disrespecting the champion by going in, walking down the ramp, because he's too good to sit there on the ramp. He has to have his own entrance and make a splash at the end of the show, and then have the arrogance to believe that he is deserving of a championship opportunity at 50-some years old, never being a main figure in WWE, having very, very short matches in WWE, never really putting on that five-star match ever. Really, ever. And so it's kind of a backwards logic. But the other statement Goldberg made, if you didn't hear it, I don't know the source, I really would give credit, is Goldberg said he feels like he has 50-plus matches left in him. Now, on face value, it's laughable, right? Maybe he's trolling the fans that he knows are probably kind of thinking, this is enough of Goldberg, we're done with Goldberg, can we please move the hell on? And at the same time, is that really a joke? Is that really a joke on behalf of Goldberg? Because when you look at how long his matches last and how many moves it consists of, hell, I've got 50 matches left in me, right? His matches are, I mean, I'd love to get the average of his length of a match. It's got to be four minutes, maybe less, of a match. And it consists of just spear, 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 jackhammer, 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 maybe a clothesline, jackhammer. And it's the end of the match. So, certainly, I mean, again, it's a joke, but is it really? So, nonetheless, I'm very curious to see what Drew McIntyre says. I've already told you what I think he's going to say, unless it's something completely off the rails. But a healthy 36-year-old man should certainly be have no problem beating COVID and getting back on his feet in short order. I don't have any concerns about his long-term health. However, reports have been that it's not just Drew McIntyre who has contracted the virus. And this is not just in WWE. This is running through AEW as well. We have reports coming out that, you know, AEW stars have contracted COVID, and that WWE stars that have not been reported as having COVID have COVID, and or they are choosing not to report it publicly. So perhaps they are just trying to save face and not make it look like they are spreading COVID like wildfire. They did have a few outbreaks earlier this year. I mean, once you get it, your body creates an immunity to it. It's just what your body does, creates antibodies. So in all likelihood, you should not get it again. Can it happen in the rare case? Yes, there have been reported cases that people have contracted it twice, but it is a very rare occurrence. It is not common. It is not a regular thing that's happening. So, But that is the story also, is that COVID is more, it's more than just Drew McIntyre. So we'll have to see. You know, I wasn't really sad that Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre was canceled essentially for the night. I mean, we've seen that certainly enough. I don't even see a need for it. I don't see the reason for it. They just were like, they advertised the hell out of it on SmackDown as if it was some kind of selling point. I'm like, we've seen this many, many times. Why are we going back to the well on this, right? I mean, the Fiend and Orton are in a program, and Drew McIntyre is in a program right now with Sheamus / Keith Lee / maybe the Royal Rumble winner, and now obviously Goldberg. So they have their own carved paths, their own defined stepping stones. I don't understand the reason for putting these two together, so I'm really not sad about seeing this match not happen. Triple H is opening Raw, and as I speak, I mean, I have not seen Raw. I have not seen anything on Raw, so you're probably thinking, well, I know what happened. Well, you don't know what happened? No, I don't, because, again, I watch the Hulu version and then fill in the blanks with everything else they don't show you. So I will be, of course, watching Raw early tomorrow and then giving you my full Raw review tomorrow night. But I did want to pop on here. I think it's a big ticket item to have your champion contract COVID and to have a true reason come out and not just some BS reason. I'm glad, I'm appreciative, and I respect their transparency with Drew. Now, again, there's probably several others that have contracted and they're not naming them and they're trying to keep those under wraps. And I mean, I understand that from public perception, you want to make it look like it's just an isolated incident. It's just your one guy. Yeah, it's your champion, but it's not running rampant. And it could be. I mean, it could be. You don't know. But there are reports coming out that other men and women do have COVID right now in not just WWE, but in AEW. So the other thing that I wanted to touch base on with you guys, really, really off the beaten path, but this is, you know, I just wanted to touch on it because it's kind of hilarious to me. Now, this is Ryback, right? Ryback, in his WWE run, I don't think was overwhelming. He had a short period of time when he was working with CM Punk and The Shield, where he was a big deal in a vacuum, and kind of he was like a big fish in a small pond kind of feel. He never really caught fire. The Feed Me More thing had a brief stint of success, and then I mean we heard what CM Punk said about Ryback. I mean the comments he made about getting hurt and he's an unsafe worker and everything, and then he just kind of faded off into the sunset. And Ryback recently was asked on Twitter, your best moment in wrestling. And we had Ryback said, walking out of WWE in St. Louis forever. It was the greatest blessing of my life, walking out of Shawshank. Oh, God. And getting my health and life back at a higher level. So that was the first thing. So, and that's not really the money headline here. The next thing was he was asked, thoughts on Paul Heyman? I've always wished the pairing between you and him could have lasted longer. Okay, I'm not going to cuss on this show because we know we try to be as PG as possible. Paul was a piece of blank, and he knows it. I would destroy him with an open mic and no script. He has made a nice career for himself, though latching on to talented wrestlers. Okay, I will say this. Ryback has his own podcast. He's a well-spoken, intelligent guy. I do believe that. I don't think he's just a meathead. I really don't. And I have respect for the guy. Hard worker. He certainly found some success in wrestling. Some. But you cannot tell me that on an open mic, he would destroy Paul Heyman with no script. That's what Paul Heyman does on a nightly basis. And he kills it. Without even really trying. Ryback, in any promotion that I've seen him in, even promotions that allow for more a liberty with the microphone and very little script, I have yet to see Ryback ever cut a promo to me that would light the world on fire. And just because you have a script doesn't mean you can't interject your ideas. If you're so good at talking, you say you're so good at what you say you are with open mic and all this and no script, well, if you say you're so good and you have that much confidence in yourself that you could actually take down Paul Heyman in a verbal exchange, well, then what are you doing scripts for? Why are you following the script? Why aren't you talking to creative or talking to Vince saying, hey, I can do way better than this and let me show you, okay? This is a guy who is clearly bitter about his WWE departure. And I don't know, of course, I don't know the intricacies of their relationship of Ryback and Paul Heyman. Clearly, it wasn't positive. But there's two sides to every story, and it's an absolute joke. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It's an absolute, just complete sham that Ryback believes he could take down Paul Heyman in an open mic. I would pay to see it, because it would be time to go to school for Ryback, for the big guy, okay? That's an absolute hilarious statement. If anyone actually out there believes that Ryback could take down Paul Heyman in an unscripted environment, please let me know. I am begging to talk to you as to why. It's a really nothing more, I think, than an attention grab. And Ryback is unproven. Ryback is unproven with no mic. On a podcast is different, right? On a podcast and in a live audience with screaming fans and no safety net, it's a much different environment. And I have yet to see Ryback floor me with anything he's ever done, ever, on the mic, ever. Okay? So I don't want to hear it from Ryback. It's just it's hilarious. I'll just leave it at that. Albeit, again, I have respect for the guy on a professional level and as a human being. But come on. Please spare me the pain. Spare me the pain. But okay, guys, so I wanted to touch base with you on that. Again, I know that there's things on Raw that I have not seen yet, which may change my opinions on things going on, or, you know, I understand that. So that's why my full Raw review will be coming tomorrow night. Of course, it'll be usually about an hour long. And then we have the big mailbag. We got a lot of voicemails and questions from you guys that it's going to be a huge episode on Wednesday night, along with Wrestling Nostalgia. So it's going to be a big episode coming, just because you guys are packing me with questions, and I'm assuming after Monday Night Raw tonight you're all going to load me up a little bit more. But that's what it's for. That's what the show's for. It's for you guys. So email me your questions, realwwpodcast@gmail.com, or of course call us and leave a voicemail, and you can get on the show and I can air it and answer it in real time. So but nonetheless, guys, I hope everyone's doing well. And I will talk to you next time.